Nestled between busy Wenceslas Square and Prague's number one tourist destination, Old Town Square, the House of the Black Madonna houses a small museum of cubism, as well as the only surviving cubist cafe in the world, the Grand Café Orient, which was renovated between 2002 and 2005. Here, I recently met with architect Zdeněk Lukeš, who is also the author of an extensive monograph dedicated to the building's architect Josef Gočár. I asked Mr. Lukeš about Gočár's significance for Czech architecture.
Josef Gočár was a very important name in Czech architecture, but also design. And he was also professor of Academy of Fine Arts in Prague for many years. He was born in 1880 in Eastern Bohemia. And then he studied at the famous School of Architecture of Professor Jan Kotěra, who is known as the establisher of Czech modern architecture. And then Gočár started to work in his studio. He also very often traveled, for instance, to the Netherlands, Scandinavia, Germany, Italy, and so.
The House of the Black Madonna was built between 1911 and 1912. I asked Mr. Lukeš where the name of the house came from.
This is a name of sculpture which is on the corner of the house, which was removed from the older house, which was here in this space before. And this house was destroyed in about 1910 and replaced with this new house. But the idea of architect Gočár was to bring Black Madonna stature from the corner of the old house to the new house, and that's why also the name stayed as before.
When Gočár was asked to design the house in mid-1911, he was only 31 years old. His success with the design of the Wenke department store in Jaromír impressed the wholesale merchant František Josef Herbst, who hired the emerging architect to build a department store in Prague's old town along the old coronation route.
He had a very good reputation after the Wenke's house design and after competition design for a new town hall of city of Prague in the shape of Babylonian tower, very high building, something like a skyscraper in the middle part of city, but it was ignored by jury. But the plan was very inspirative, especially for a younger generation of architects and group of artists around Gočár. Then he was asked by Mr. Herbst, who was owner of the lot, and who destroyed two old late Baroque houses in the same site. And he asked Gočár to prepare plans of multi-proposal building for this nice site in the middle of the old town.
Due to the location in the heart of the city, the design of this building was subject to strict harmonization rules. In a daring move, Gočár altered his first plans for the house after he came in contact with a new movement in Czech architecture, one he should become a pioneer of.
He changed unfinished project of the House of Black Madonna with some cubist details. That's why that the first project was in 1911 and the second version was from 1912 with some cubist details like the entrance, the portal of the house, the staircase and the shape of fencing of the staircase, the interiors and some other motifs of the exterior and interior of the house. And everything was finished in 1912. And the house was, from that era, very well-respected architecture. And, of course, cubism was very curious style, and it was a very, very short period, only about 3 years, but maybe one of the best examples of the style.
Gokchar's initial plans had not been well received by the Historical Buildings Authority in Bohemia, but Prague City Council eventually approved the plans on August 4th, 1911. The house was built with a reinforced concrete skeleton, which allowed for large interior spaces without ceiling support, a building style that was better suited to Cubist aesthetics. On the first floor of the building, the Grand Café Orient opened its doors. The ground and the second floor of the building originally housed the department store. On the floors above, apartments were located. In the middle of the 1920s, the store and cafe were converted into bank offices. During communism, the building then was divided into office spaces and later became the state exhibition agency. After the Velvet Revolution in 1994, a Czech art and culture center was housed inside the House of the Black Madonna. Following an extensive renovation of the building in 2002 and 2003, the Museum of Czech Cubism opened its doors here. Visitors can see Cubist visual art on the fourth and fifth floors of the House of the Black Madonna, where the museum is housed. In 2005, the Grand Café Orient was restored to its former glory with the help of old black and white photographs of the original interior. It is a sort of living museum of Cubism, since it provides a rare glimpse at one of the few Cubist interiors that exist today.
Of course, because we have only two original Cubist interiors of two churches from that era, but not by Gochar, and these interiors are not so known and not in the central part of the city. That's why that this is a wonderful possibility to sit here and to be surrounded with Cubist forms.
Architecturally, the House of the Black Madonna is not strictly Cubist. While for the first two floors the facade is dominated by the expressive style, which was influenced by Pablo Picasso's Cubist visual art, the building's third floor breaks with the Cubist tradition as well as its roof, which resembles Baroque double roofs. These non-Cubist elements were supposed to reconcile the building with its surroundings. In architecture, the heyday of Czech Cubism was rather short-lived. The movement was most active between 1910 and 1914. In architecture, the best-known proponents of Czech Cubism were Pavel Janák, Josef Chochol, and of course Josef Gočár, who incorporated the style into many of his works.
Architectural Cubism as a very bizarre style influenced by Pablo Picasso's Cubism in visual arts. It means very dynamic, expressive type of architecture, which was something like style against rationalism of Jan Kotěra's group. And Gočár was overwhelmed by this style, and he also started to design Cubist forms. It means not only houses, but also furniture, for instance, as you could see here in this cafe.
As a matter of fact, the Czech contribution to Cubism was quite unique, since Bohemia's architects and designers used its pyramid and crystal forms not just for buildings, but also for three-dimensional objects such as coffee sets and furniture. Later, Gočár turned away from Cubism. He built the Legionnaires' Bank in Prague, as well as the Church of St. Wenceslas in Vršovice, one of the best examples of modern architecture in Europe. However, it is his work in Cubism that influences young Czech and international designers today. While the style is certainly unique and can be challenging for architects to put into action, Cubist decorative items continue to fascinate many artists today.
Some nice examples, especially by Pavel Janák, who was author of coffee sets, not so practical, but very nice. And I think it was the only Cubist design, of course, in Europe in that times, but very inspirative for today's generation of designers, for instance. Also, Cubist architecture is very inspirative for today's designers. For instance, I saw Cubist house in Berlin, in the middle part of Berlin, about 10 years ago, which was designed by inspiration of Chochol's houses here in Prague. And now we have one perfect example just here in Prague by a group of young Swiss architects in Kalin. There is a house, the office house, with Cubist facade.
In Prague, the House of the Black Madonna is certainly a good starting point to see some beautiful examples of Cubist design and architecture. And for those who would like to add some Cubist touches to their home, the museum's gift shop sells replicas of Pavel Janák's famous Cubist coffee sets and even Cubist furniture. ¶¶